such an exciting time for the franchise now that they're back here. They're getting to work. The rookies are going to be here. Mm-hmm. They're going to be with the players next week. They'll be able to work with them. And now you can see John Elway and Gary Kubiak approaching the podium. And now we'll go down to the team room and listen in as John Elway and Gary Kubiak take questions from the media.
Yeah, guys, did you start the day targeting this was the guy you wanted, Paxton Lynch, to be your – you wanted to take care of the quarterback situation?
Yes. We did. We started working early. We started working – you know, we worked the phones from noon on today to try to find where we could slide in, and we talked to everybody starting at 17 all the way up, and finally – we're able to do a deal with the Seahawks, and so, you know, we're thrilled to do it. We were thrilled that we were able to do that, and Paxton was still there, and we're extremely excited. He's a big, athletic, strong, young guy that fits us perfectly, and so, you know, we're really excited that we're able to get the deal done.
Does that mean you're done trying to add quarterbacks? Does this kind of put you where you want to be?
You know, I think we're going to continue to look at other quarterbacks, veteran quarterbacks, too. I think that, you know, right now we have Mark as well as Trevor and now Paxton. So we've got two real young guys and a veteran. So we'll stay open to everything. Well, obviously, we've got to fill out our roster once we get through the draft. And so we'll have spots. And so we'll continue to look and see if we possibly add another veteran quarterback, too.
John and Gary, does it end the pursuit of Kaepernick specifically for John? And then, Gary, what did you see on film? You've done this for a long time. What did you see that grabbed you about Paxton Lynch?
Yeah, we're probably over with Kaepernick, we're thrilled. Like I said, we're thrilled to be able to get Paxton and have Mark in here that we talked about before. Is that we're thrilled to get Mark, and so his experience and the way that he's going to come in and compete for that job with Paxton and Trevor, and see what else we add. So.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, I really enjoyed my visit with him when he came in. You know, that's a great, great opportunity to spend some time with, these prospects. So great visit with him. When I watch him on film, the thing that's really exciting is, I mean, this guy extends plays. I mean, he has a knack for making people miss, extending plays, and it's really hard in this business to coach guys to keep their eyes down the field when they're moving. And this guy does a great job of that. So big, strong kid, make all the throws, moves around very, very well. And like I said, very motivated, too. That's one thing I really liked about him when he was here, how motivated he is to come in here and be successful. So just feel very fortunate.
And, you know, and just to add to Gary's comment there, and the other thing that I think really was the thing that we really liked about Paxton is the enthusiasm that he plays the game with. I think if you watch the tape, he's a first down. That, you know, if they have a long touchdown or whatnot, Paxton's the first one down there in the end zone to congratulate the guy, and so he's involved. And so I think we really like that, what we saw on tape, and his enthusiasm and the way he plays the game.
Hey, John, this is the first time you've taken an offensive player with your first pick. Do you expect Paxton to compete for the starting job right away, or in an ideal situation, would he sit and learn?
Yeah, I mean, they're all going to compete. You know, the great thing about our situation right now with Mark and Trevor and of course, Paxton now, I mean, they're all coming up together. You know, even though Mark's a veteran player, he's new in our system, so the growth together will be a good situation for all three of them. But, you know, there are no givens on our teams. Everybody competes, and, I'm expecting him to come in here and make up some ground really quick. But I think it's a great group to go to work with, and I know Napper and Rico are very excited about it. So got to make up as much ground as we can.
John, were you prepared to trade ahead of the Jets at 20 if you felt that they were going to take Paxton, or through the research you did, you knew that they weren't going to take him?
Well, you never know for sure, but I think we, like I said, we started as high as you know Atlanta up there. We talked to Atlanta a little bit. We really talked to everybody, but the price was a little bit too steep at that point in time. And so, you know, it was our feeling that the Jets were not going to take him. The information that we had is that we felt that he was going to get past the Jets. My biggest concern was what was coming from behind us. And so that's really what my biggest concern was, and our biggest concern was we didn't know who was going to come. We thought for sure someone would be coming from behind us, and from all the information we're getting back now, there were a couple teams that were coming behind us, and so we're thrilled that we were able to get the deal done with Seattle.
Paxton told us that his meetings with you guys wasn't really all that in-depth or all really that long. Did you already have a good feeling that you didn't need to, you know, grill him all that much before he came in? There was just some loose ends you wanted to get to know character-wise, or how did that go about?
Well, I mean, that's how I, you know, when I meet with everybody, I you know, try to find out a little bit about them. I don't sit there and grill them for an hour. I mean, I just try to get a feel for them, what they are. Now, obviously, they spend a lot of time with our coaches and on the board and in film. And so that's where the information that, you know, so, you know, Greg Knapp spent a lot of time with Paxton. And so a lot of our information comes from Greg and how he does on the board. But, you know, for me, when I meet with these kids, it's a matter of me kind of getting to know them, know their background, and just get a feel for them. So, you know, that's always the, you know, we want to just get to know them.
I'd echo that. I mean, the biggest thing, when you come back from Indianapolis, Napper had a vast amount of information, you know, from his interviews with him and stuff. So what we're trying to do is expand on that. So after John spends a little time with him, I spend a little time with him. In my office there for a while. Actually, we talked about on our phone call about I had a visit with him that I'll keep private for a while, but it was a very good visit. And Napper and Rick, you know, we passed him down the hall, but he fit in very well. I mean, did a great job when he was here. And like I said, that was a very big piece of the puzzle. I thought it was a great visit.
Yeah, Gary, a lot of people, the Mocksters, Draftniks, say that Paxton needs a redshirt year because of the shotgun that he played. Is this also a vote of confidence in Mark Sanchez that he can take this team where you can?
No, we have a lot of confidence in Mark. He's doing a great job, working extremely hard. As far as Paxton played under center. I mean, he was under center some. He's shown the ability to do everything, I mean, that we need him to do. So I think we can make up a lot of ground very quickly in how he plays and, you know, what I saw him do throughout his college time. But you know, I don't see that as an issue at all. I think one of the big things John and I did see was we saw him do all the things that we want him to do from a movement standpoint, playing out of the gun, throwing the ball out of the pocket, getting up under center, moving, those type of things. So, you know, all those things we're looking for, we're able to see very easily.
John, was this about the player or the position? Would you have taken a quarterback regardless early in the draft?
Regardless of what?
If Paxton was there or not?
Well, Paxton's the guy that we had after the first two quarterbacks, you know, were gone. I mean, Paxton was the guy that we had targeted. And so, I mean, that's where it was a long night. I mean, it's been a long couple months, actually. And so it kind of, tonight when Paxton was there and we were able to get up there and get Paxton. So he was our target all day, and he was our target, once those, you know, the first two quarterbacks went and trying to figure out where he might fall and if we had an opportunity to do something. So, he was the guy, and we're thrilled to have him.
The last one, Mark. So you said all three guys will compete. You guys have a Super Bowl roster. What would it take for a rookie to convince you that he's ready to be your starter?
We'll take it a day at a time. First off, we know he has the ability to do that. I mean, that's why we stepped up and went and got him. But we'll put him in the right situation. Like you said, if he's coming to a good football team, he needs to stay focused on his job and his growth and what he needs to do. And one thing about our team, our guys will embrace him and they will help him. We've got a lot of good people around him. And as a quarterback, you can't ask for anything better than that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
And so you hear there from John Elway and Gary Kubiak. What were some of the things you took away from that?
Well, I think that the thing that John Elway said at the end when he said, you know, it was a long night. They had specifically targeted Paxton Lynch as their guy. That is a direct quote from John Elway. So when you look at how high on Paxton Lynch they were, especially with Coach Greg Knapp getting a great feel for who Paxton Lynch was in Indianapolis during the combine. I think that because of those initial inklings, I think that they really liked Paxton Lynch, and that's why it was such a long process. John Elway mentioned Atlanta at 17 as a potential landing spot for Lynch, and that's as early as they were looking as maybe, you know, could he land in that 17 to 20 range after the Jets didn't take him? They felt pretty good about what was happening. So very interesting to hear that Paxton Lynch was their guy for pretty much the entire night.
Yeah, and then he said that he felt confident that he was going to get past the Jets, but he was nervous that teams were going to come from behind, and then he kind of confirmed that, saying that there were some teams that were interested in coming up and taking Paxton Lynch, so he felt comfortable there. And then as far as what they took away from their meeting with Paxton Lynch, I thought it was really interesting that John Elway said that, I just want to get the feel for the guy. I just want to get to know him a little bit. They liked his enthusiasm for the quarterback position. And then you heard Gary Kubiak there talking about how they put him through the ringer, going coach by coach down the hallway, and that he really enjoyed the visit. Paxton Lynch obviously spending the majority of his time here with Greg Knapp, the quarterback coach.
One other thing that I thought was pretty interesting was the fact that John Elway said they were done with Colin Kaepernick. That is done and dead. So the speculation as far as will they or won't they add another veteran quarterback, that seems to be put to rest. But interestingly enough, John Elway did mention they are not necessarily done adding a quarterback. They could be looking at somebody in the later rounds. That's not out of the realm of possibility. But as far as veteran quarterback presence, Mark Sanchez is your guy.
Well, he said they may add another guy, definitely not Kaepernick this point. So I think that he was comfortable with Mark Sanchez and Paxton Lynch working together and growing together. And they just wanted to say, let's get to work, not say, hey, Paxton Lynch is going to be the quarterback, we're moving forward with him. They're like, let's just take things one step at a time. Let's get him in the building. They're going to have a rookie camp where they get to work with just the rookies one-on-one. It'll be with him and just Paxton Lynch at this point. It'll be just those two. So get him here on the field, see what he can do. But right now they feel comfortable with Mark Sanchez and Trevor Siemian also being in the room with him.
One of the things I also thought was interesting about what John Elway had to say was he examined how Paxton Lynch ran to the end zone after touchdowns to congratulate his teammates. A guy like John Elway nitpicking just the smallest little detail on plays like that. It wasn't necessarily the reads. It wasn't necessarily the movement. It was the enthusiasm that Paxton Lynch played with that caught John Elway's eye and made him think, okay, I don't need to grill this guy when he comes in for his interview. I just need to get a good feel for who he was. And clearly he was impressed.
It's really incredible how some of these quarterbacks just sort of emerge out of nowhere. Like, you think about a guy like Wentz, you don't really hear about him playing at North Dakota State, but there's a reason for that. I mean, he wasn't the biggest guy in high school. Same thing with Paxton Lynch. He got hurt before his senior year in high school. That's why Memphis was able to get in there and pull him out of Florida. You think about all the great football teams in Florida, Florida State, you know, all these other great teams in the state of Florida, but they were able to pull him out of there and get him to Memphis. And the guy has the intangibles, the size, the athleticism, and that is what can translate to the NFL. So maybe if you haven't heard of Paxton Lynch before the draft process started, well, maybe you should. I mean, he threw for 28 touchdowns his senior year, just 4 interceptions, a 157.5 quarterback rating. So you got to be happy with that.
And it was mentioned that John Elway said teams were behind him. Teams were coming from behind to get to Lynch. It just so happened that the Broncos beat them to it. But let's take one final look at how the first round ended. Phil, anything that stands out to you? I think the biggest story of the night, obviously, Laremy Tunsil falling to the Miami Dolphins at number 13. Nobody had him falling that far, but for me, that's my biggest surprise of the evening.
Yeah, definitely Tunsil was a big surprise. The other thing is, to close out the first round, a lot of guys that we had talked about before the draft started maybe falling to the Broncos. You talk about Jermaine Ifedi, Vernon Butler, Robert Kimdiche. Those were all guys that we had talked about possibly falling to the Broncos at 31, and that is where they ultimately went.
Yep, and Carl Joseph at 14. 14, Mace's pick.
Yes.
Give the guy some credit. He knows some stuff.
If the Broncos were able to get him at 31, that would have been a great pick, but it turns out that they wanted to go quarterback. The other defensive guy who went pretty high, Eli Apple, mm-hmm. talking to guy Bradley Roby, was a sort of a big brother to Eli Apple at Ohio State, took him under his wing, helped him develop, and now he's the 10th overall pick.
We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 Ohio State guys in the first round. Urban Meyer sure knows how to recruit. Believe me, I know. As a Michigan guy, I felt the wrath of those guys all 4 years. So just to close things out, Phil, what are you looking forward to tomorrow? The Broncos, of course, lose that third-round pick, so now they only have 2 picks tomorrow.
Well, the big thing is that we're going to go to the airport. I'll be there. We'll meet with Paxton Lynch. We'll ride with him back here. We'll have all the behind-the-scenes stuff as he first gets to see the facility. He gets to meet with the coaches once again now that he's a member of the Denver Broncos. It's just going to be interesting to get to know him a little bit, especially playing the quarterback, such a prominent position. And then, of course, tomorrow, the Broncos still have some positions that they need to address. I think offensive line, defensive line could be two of those positions.
We'll hear from Paxton Lynch. We'll hear from John Elway. And we'll hear from Coach Gary Kubiak tomorrow. Rounds 2 and 3, we are kicking things off here at 4:30 tomorrow. Please join us again here on DenverBroncos.com. For Phil Milani, I'm Matt Boyer. Hopefully, we will see you all tomorrow evening.